Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and the show is A Progressive Life. And we're going to switch over here and see if we can find Dr. Feynman. Dr. Feynman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I want to comment on the statements about presidents in the last 20 minutes of your show.
All right, excellent. Give us your best shot.
Okay, well, first of all, I have to disagree with Scott about John Adams being greater than Washington or Jefferson. That is totally ridiculous. He only had one term in office. He was defeated for re-election. He also promoted the Alien and Sedition Acts, which violated civil liberties. So he's rated number 15. Okay, he's in the top third, and he's gone up a little bit lately. But the fact is, you can't compare him to Jefferson in brilliance. You can't compare him to Washington in so many ways. And actually, Adams wanted Washington to be, indeed, to be king for life. He thought he should be a monarch, and Washington said no. So Adams is way overrated to say he's the greatest of the founding fathers. I just don't agree. Now, I do agree on John Quincy Adams is, I think, the highest intellect. As far as we can judge, it's hard to know for sure. Although I think it might be shared with Jefferson, because Jefferson is also very bright. And in more modern times, Jimmy Carter is extremely high IQ, and so was Bill Clinton. But I do agree, John Quincy Adams, with his diary, which he did for 68 years, is amazing. And I just want to point out at this moment that today is the 13-year anniversary of my blog, The Progressive Professor.
Ah, excellent.
But I'm not going to make, I'm not going to make 68 years. Definitely not. But I'm always been very impressed by J.Q. Adams. But as president, his ideas were good, but he did not get much accomplished. So he's rated number 17 on the C-SPAN poll of experts, while his father is 15. I think they both have gone up a little bit, but they're not going to rise much more, as far as in office. And I think John Adams was an insufferable, horrible person to deal with, very argumentative, very difficult human being. So even though David McCullough, his book from 20 years ago, writes this great biography of John Adams, I don't think he's still alive. I'm curious what he would say. I don't think he would say he's greater than Washington or Jefferson. That I do not think.
I think what Scott was saying is, intellectually, he was very bright.
Adams? Well, so was Jefferson, though.
Yeah.
So was Madison.
Since I am not a scholar of that sort of thing, I have no idea. And that's why I listen to you and Scott.
Yeah, well, Madison and Jefferson are right up there with Adams intellectually, as is J.Q. Adams. Yes, we had really intellectual presidents in the beginning. It's true.
I didn't realize Jimmy Carter had such a high IQ.
I've read many places. Now, there's no way to really easily compare people of different periods, but he is extremely brilliant, and so is Bill Clinton, even though he has lots of faults, Bill Clinton. That bothered me, and always have, but I think he is extremely bright, yes. And I wanted to mention about Lincoln, the stuff about him being gay is hearsay. There is no legitimate evidence to prove it. It's just hearsay because it sells books. And as far as who else might have been, it would not be Millard Fillmore. Poor Millard. Oh, my gosh. Everybody makes fun of him. James Buchanan was gay. Definitely was. He wrote love letters and had the Vice President William King, who came after he was in office, living in his home for years. And every indication is that he was gay, although he had not always been. I guess he was bi. But Lincoln, no. That is just hearsay.
It's kind of interesting. It's been suggested to me by one of my guests that comes on monthly, our historical gentleman. He has suggested to me that he thought I would be a good person to play Buchanan as a president. And I keep wondering what he's trying to say. I've been married 51 years and have 3 children.
Well, there are people who have been married for 50 years and they turn out to be gay or lesbian. It happens.
It's
funny, but it's true. But Buchanan was engaged, but then the engagement, I think the young woman died.
Yes.
And after that, he focused on men, every indication. And was made fun of about that by Andrew Jackson, by the way.
Really?
Yes, he made fun of it. He called him female names.
Really?
That's yes, so,
nice.
You know, and he was a bachelor, the only one who never married. You know, the other one is Grover Cleveland, married after he got in the White House. He was 49, but he had never been married before, but he had also made a woman pregnant and took care of the star while not adopting him. Well, I think it was a girl, actually, her. So, but only president never married, you know, was Buchanan, yes. But Lincoln was unhappy in his marriage, but, you know, this stuff about sleeping in the same bed with the Secret Service, equivalent of Secret Service, that was not an uncommon thing in the 19th century, that people of the same gender shared beds. And even in hotels, it was very considered nothing unusual. So it is hype to say he was gay, Lincoln. Now, also, FDR, I love FDR, but he is not rated number one. Lincoln is, then Washington, then FDR. But I'm very thrilled that Scott thinks FDR is number one, because he is my favorite president, FDR.
Yeah, I like FDR, too. Now, I don't think that Scott was saying definitively these different presidents were gay. I think he was saying that was the rumor that had gone around about...
Well, Buchanan, though, would be the one that... Millis Fillmore. Millis Fillmore gets laughed at enough. You don't need to add to his burden.
Poor man, yeah.
And what a name, Millis?
and I remember, I can't remember what Tonight Show got, personality used to make fun of Millard Fillmore all the time. It was almost like a guaranteed laugh if he'd say the name Millard Fillmore.
Well, because he is rated as one of the mediocre presidents, but I would also put Chester Alan Arthur in. When I talk about him in my class, I say he's the only president with three first names, but I prefer the second and third names to the first.
Well, now, you know, speaking of that, I was looking through a list of presidents, and I didn't remember he had been a president.
He's the one that signed the Civil Service Reform Bill, the Pendleton Act, after Garfield was assassinated, though. He's actually important in that regard. And also, the Steel Navy began under him, not because of him, but he was in office when the first steel ships were constructed.
Oh, really? The first steel ships?
Yeah.
Okay. As opposed to wooden.
Wooden.
Yes.
Yeah, 1883, you know, so he was important, although his background was he was a corrupt spoilsman who was fired for his corruption, but then he ended up as vice president, and 6 months later, Garfield dies after, you know, after being shot and suffering for 79 days, and I write about it in one of my chapters of my assassinations book, and he finished in 3.5 years.
Yeah. Interesting.
But he did not run for another term. He wanted to, but he was denied it, and it was luck, because he died in 1886, so had he had his full term, he would have died 5 years after Garfield. That would not have been good. So he died of kidney disease in 1886. But he did serve 3.5 years as president by succession.
Now, we made a mistake about how... I think it was in succession that you asked me to correct, and I'm trying to remember what it was. I had sent,
today?
No, last week.
Correct.
You sent me a message that we should correct. We had said that some... Oh, shoot.
Oh, wait a minute. I can look that up. Okay. That is actually what I said when I called in right before, you know, right at the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mentioned about let's see, if Ryan's competing for the Senate, he will still finish his House term.
That's right.
He would not resign while campaigning. I'm reading, whether he wins or loses the Senate race, there's an election between a Democrat and a Republican for his seat for the next term. But he cannot run for both House and Senate together.
That's right.
So, I actually said that when I called the show.
And when I got your message, I thought, boy, I thought he said that. But apparently you had.
I first typed it thinking you would see it, you didn't see it, so then I decided to jump in at 11:45 and call the station.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So that's
all
that.
That taken care of, right?
Yeah. Now you have a new responsibility, you notice what I wrote you.
Yes, and I, as you know, I don't read very well.
Take your time.
I am dyslexic, and I really struggle to even want to read. So I will have to take my time.
Take your time. We're still young men.
I only live about 4 blocks from the library, so I will head that way one of these days and see if they have it. Apparently they do, right? Because Adam
reviewed it, and he got it from the library and brought it back. He confirmed it. So.
How many pages is it?
I don't have to confirm. About 220, 230 pages, not counting the bibliography. But, you know, you can also scan it and not, you don't read every word of every, most people don't, but enough that we can have a discussion.
Sure, I'm looking forward to it.
You can pose questions for me.
Okay, I'm going to read, what is the title? Something Assassinations?
Well, again, if you look up Amazon, but anyway, assassinations, threats, and the American presidency. Assassinations, threats, and the American presidency from Andrew Jackson to Barack Obama. And actually, it's 6 years ago this week that the book came out in hardcover.
Right?
And then in March 2017, it came out in paperback. So it's a six-year anniversary now.
Okay, now you're going to have to read all of my son's 10 books then if I'm going to... No.
Oh, I have no problem doing that.
No.
He does fiction, right?
Yeah, very fictional. I don't think you'd like it at all. Anyway.
Well, I'll try it. If you send me, if you send me a PDF or whatever, I'll try it and I'll review it. You know.
I will see if my son can do that for you.
Yeah.
All right. Now.
Maybe ask him if he wants to read my book too. Is he interested in that kind of thing? You think in history?
My son was a history a major in college.
Oh, so maybe ask him. Talk to him about it.
And he is, I think he'd love to do it. And so when I get the book, I'm going to ask him to read it after I read it. So
okay, and if you can, both write on Amazon, a review.
Okay.
That'd be very nice. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I got to ask you. right now, I put this in my stuff about today's discussion. What did you think of Cuomo deciding to resign as opposed to being thrown out or whatever?
Well, I think it made sense. He was going to be removed and it wouldn't look good in history. He has a bad enough reputation already, because even before this, people might say to me, oh, you're a Democrat, so you love every Democrat. No, it's personality, character, the way you come across. There's some Republicans I don't mind. There's some Democrats I don't like. And I've always thought of him way back that he was always somehow arrogant and nasty, nothing like his father. He's a disgrace to his father, Mario Cuomo, who I loved and wanted him to run for president in 1992. Would have been better than Bill Clinton, in my opinion, but he decided not to run. But Andrew Cuomo, I think, needed to resign. And yes, there are others who have done the kind of things he's done, and we don't know who they are. I agree. But I have to honestly say, I don't understand the mentality. I was brought up to respect women, and you don't, I've never had an issue where I ever tried to be forward with anybody in an inappropriate way, and it would never cross my mind to do that. And I think too many men grow up with the idea that you're not a true man unless you hit a woman, hit on a woman, not hit a woman, but hit on a woman. And I don't really understand why that happens that much, but I know it did in the past with presidents and others. We all know that, but I do not endorse it. And I think when the evidence is clear, which I think it was with him, it's appropriate. Now, I don't think that's true with everybody who's ever mentioned as having a problem. It depends on the evidence. You can't just kick people out because somebody accuses someone. So I think Al Franken was pushed out.
I think
he should have been.
I thought Al Franken was pushed out way too soon.
Yes, and I think he should have stuck it out. And I actually was annoyed that a lot of the Senate Democratic women were ganging up on him. And
yeah,
that makes
too.
Me a little irritated, because some of them are a little too aggressive on the issue of, on that kind of an issue. So I'm not a big fan of Kirsten Gillibrand, who led the fight on that.
It almost got
New York
whiny.
Senate, I don't like her,
It almost got whiny about him, I thought.
She is a person who ran for president for a while. Something about her, I just don't care for her either. I don't know what it is. I just don't really like Kirsten Gillibrand. I mean, I don't hate her, but thank God she didn't get anywhere on running for president, because she's just not the right kind of a person for that,
Well, now, what do you think? Did you listen to Maddow, don't you?
Yes, of course. Of course, she was away for a couple of weeks, yeah.
Did you listen to her last night?
No, but I heard that she was claiming that there were a lot of actually, what did she say?
She
wasn't able to watch it, but I heard bits and pieces from others.
She actually did a litany of all the people, all the men who had done not such nice things that got her to where she is today. And there were like seven...
You mean Kathy Hochul, you mean?
Yeah.
The new governor, yeah.
There were like seven...
I didn't hear the details. I didn't realize these are local people mostly, like in Buffalo, but I did not realize until I heard it this morning from somewhere. Maybe I heard it from what you guys were talking about. Yeah, that is quite amazing, yes.
So many... there were at least seven men that had done bad things that got her to where she is today, including Wiener and Cuomo and, a lot. She got her position through a lot of really stupid stuff that guys.
Yeah, probably Elliot Spitzer, the former governor, who was forced out on the same issue. Maybe she had a connection to him too. Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Well, my wife and I don't know if you were listening when I talked about my wife and I talked about it last night, and there were things that I thought, and this is true with Clinton. It's true with all the whatever. It's not true with. Trump, as far as I'm concerned, but I remember doing things like they had, like people accused them of doing.
Well, things you said were not something serious, touching on the back or kissing their cheek. That I don't consider sexual harassment, but I guess some women do.
Some people do.
And, well, I do not think that's the case, but he went way beyond Cuomo. Now, I don't know if Al Franken did, as far as we know he didn't. But, you know, but Cuomo's way beyond the pale. And to me, you know, he's destroyed his reputation, but at least he's not going to be facing impeachment and being kicked out. But I think it's terrible the way he acted. But I think the way President Kennedy acted, which we didn't know, was wrong, and the way Clinton acted and others is wrong. And I remind you, we don't know 100%, but Jimmy Carter has never been accused at any time in his life of sexual harassment by anyone.
I agree with that. I've never heard of it if he did. Now, I did mention to my wife last night, I said, I won't mention the young lady's name, but I asked her, do you remember such and such? And she said, yes. And I said, that young lady's mother came into my dad's church and screamed at my father, when was he going to have me put in jail because I had raped his daughter?
What?
Her daughter. Well,
I didn't hear that. Oh, my God.
No. Well, and so Dad and I got together, and Dad said, what? I said, Dad, that girl is really ugly. I remember saying that. And I said, I'd never have touched her. I've never been out with her.
Why would she say that?
Well, I was, this is very,
oh my God,
not nice to say, but I was very popular, and I was pretty good looking, and I had, there were a lot of young ladies that liked me. Okay, I'm going to stop it there. But she wanted to be noticed by me, and I had.
Oh my God! So she made the story up. Oh, thank God it never got to the police.
Well, actually, it did because she was pregnant. And
God.
So she finally admitted who the father was, and they got married.
And you knew the guy, I guess.
I knew the guy. I didn't know him very well.
And he probably said, "Do you want glasses?"
No, I didn't. I mean,
did she say that to him?
No. She was a very nice young lady, and I probably should never say anything like that about her. But
oh my God!
But I said
they're
that,
married.
But,
you don't know.
Yeah. Well, they were married last I knew, and they had children. And she was a very nice person. Her mother was very nice. But her mother was just being a mama bear. She was standing up for her daughter.
Oh my God. Thank God it got cleared up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, could have ruined your life.
Along that same line, how many of these men are being accused like that? I don't know. And I would, and like I told my wife, the reason why men get into politics is sex, money,
I heard you say that,
and power. And I still agree with that.
Yes, but you know something? I thought of getting into politics. I didn't, because my wife didn't want me to. I could never have any of those things other than goals of doing the right thing. That's, I guess I'm naive and maybe a little bit, you know, somehow maybe unusual, but I never looked at it as, a way to get rich or have power, just to have power to help people, and not thinking about sex. I never believed in cheating or anything like that.
Well, I told my wife that when I was probably in my 30s and 40s. Now that I'm in my 70s, the reason why I ran for office is because I wanted to do the right thing.
And that's what I would have been, yes. Yeah, yeah. Maybe wouldn't have been reelected, but I would have definitely felt that way, yes. Yeah.
Did you
do the right thing, not do it for other purposes.
Did you, by the way, listen to during you had called, and I put you on the phone, and Mary Ellen Withrow, who is the former Treasurer of the United States, was being interviewed by Scott about the stuff we have, the bad stuff that's going on here in the state of Ohio as far as householder and the money and the corruption. Did you happen to overhear that?
No, but I looked up and I see there's a scandal around the governor.
Yeah, well, it's the governor is, you know, there are lots of things that are going on. The lady I ran against 2 years ago, 3 years ago, received a bunch of money from Mr. Householder, who has now been convicted. I think he's been convicted, but he was definitely taken to task about $60 million.
That's horrible.
So anyway, the money corrupts.
The Ohio Republican Party has become very extremist, and I would hope maybe it could give the Democrats a chance to win the governorship.
A governorship, maybe, but I'm having on tomorrow Jeffrey Seitz, who is running, will be running against, if he wins the primary, will be running against Jim Jordan. I don't really know that there's a big chance that Jim Jordan will lose.
Because of the gerrymandering, horrible district, one of the worst,
yes.
The way it's shaped in the whole country.
It's called the duck. because it's shaped just like a duck.
I'm hopeful maybe they'll discover his complicity in January 6th and he'll face arrest and trial and then he wouldn't be able to run.
I'm wondering what's going on with that sort of thing. I have heard nothing about that. Have you heard anything about...
They're in process, but everything is not announced until it's announced. But having more hearings soon, I think, the January 6th committee. And I don't think there's any doubt that him and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Madison Cawthorn and the guy from Georgia, I forgot his name for the moment, and the one from Arizona. These people are, I think, clearly involved in having had people go through the Capitol complex before January 6th. To learn about all the ins and outs of it.
There were like 7 or 8 Republicans who supposedly took people on tours when they aren't supposed to be taking them on tours the day before that, right?
And Marjorie Taylor Greene is being suspended. She should be kicked out of Twitter permanently.
That's my next question.
Yes.
What
she's a wacko. Very dangerous.
Now, Trump was kicked out off of Twitter.
For 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, and Green has only been kicked off for 1 week. So what do you think?
Well, she's not going to change her behavior, I don't think. If she did, people make mistakes. I've been banned on Facebook for a few days because of something I wrote. Have you ever had that?
No.
Yeah, because they didn't like what I said, so I got to be much more careful what I say. But it doesn't go on endlessly. But Green is a threat to public safety, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Anyway, I think that Marjorie Taylor Greene, this will just strengthen her position. She will tell her constituents that. The man is after her, and she's fighting for them. I think that's the way she'll go.
Which man is after her?
The boss, the man up in the sky, the guy that runs everything.
That brings up the issue of these people fighting about religion, reason why they won't get vaccination or use masks.
That's
makes me want to throw up. It's so ridiculous. Jesus would say this? Would Moses say this? This is insane.
I would have, when I was 14, I would have said, I would have found a reason why I didn't want to get a shot, but not that I'm an adult now. Oh, well. Anyway, so she's banned for only a week. My next question was, what do you think about the governor, your governor in Florida?
He's a threat to the state. He needs to be removed. I know he won't be, but the man is crazy, and he's saying he's going to take away the salary of the school boards.
Yeah.
What about local governments? I thought Republicans believed in local government, less centralized government, but he's acting like a fascist dictator. He really is. It's insane.
Does he have the power or the right to do that?
It'll probably be a court case, but I see Joe Biden has said that he will provide, from the COVID-19 relief fund, he will help those people, those school boards, if they lose their salary or whatever, because this is a local issue, and so many kids, and they don't have vaccinations, and they're under 12, and many 12 to 18 don't either. This is really playing with fire. I don't understand him and Greg Abbott, how they can think they're acting responsibly.
Yeah, and now, in both states... there are teachers that are ignoring that mandate, the prohibition against wearing a mask.
Or being vaccinated, even.
Yeah. And do you think that will...
I think anybody who's in education with kids should be required to have vaccinations and wear masks. Absolutely.
I hate to agree. No, I don't hate to agree with you. I do agree with you, absolutely.
And the same with nurses and medical people in hospitals? Well, you want a job? You do it, or else you're fired.
Now, when I went into the service, when I went into school...
Now, the military's going to have it.
I think 15, 16 shots when I went into basic training.
Imagine if you had said no.
You couldn't say no. You would have been thrown out. You'd have been court-martialed, I believe.
We have responsibility to not just ourselves, but to people around us. We are part of a society. We're not just me, myself, and I, selfish. That's not the way the world works.
Yeah.
That's the way it leads to destruction and death.
Well, I heard it explained on one of the shows I was listening to. It's like a 14-year-old, or even younger than a 14-year-old, a 5-year-old, saying, I want to do it my way.
A toddler. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump acts like a toddler.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
But you believe, I mean, what's going to happen to these people that are ignoring the governor's rules? Will they be threatened to go to jail?
In Texas, apparently they're going to arrest all the Democrats, who left the state legislature. They could go to the motion of, quote, arresting them. What are they going to do, put them in prison? This is crazy. They could fine them, I guess, but... You know, this is not Mussolini, Greg Abbott. This is not Benito Mussolini. You got to stop this bull.
Yeah. All right.
And I think he needs to be cited and prosecuted, and so does DeSantis for threatening public health and safety.
Yeah.
Because they have ambitions to be president.
Now, my next thing was, the infrastructure bills. There are two bills. One of them has been agreed to. It's
Well, mostly agreed to, but the House has to still approve it.
Has to
and the second
over.
One is a reconciliation bill, which if it goes through would be really great, but it's still in process, yes. But what depresses me is on the physical infrastructure bill, we actually got 19 Republicans to join the 50 Democrats.
Yeah.
And it includes a lot of people that you wouldn't, we have Susan Collins, that's expected. And, and also Rob Portman, who I give a lot of credit to, Rob Portman of Ohio, who's leaving, unfortunately. And now we're going to have the problem of who to replace him. And we also have Mitt Romney, and that certainly makes sense, at least Murkowski. But also Roy Blunt of Missouri is on that side. So is
Mitch McConnell.
Lindsey Graham. Imagine Lindsey Graham and Chuck Grassley, the oldest Republican, and also Mitch McConnell, along with 11 others. So it's quite a record.
Now, my wife and I were watching C-SPAN yesterday as the vote was coming in, and the vote was 50 to 49.
Person was absent, so the vice president didn't have to break a tie vote.
Right, that was because, what's his name, had COVID.
I forgot who it was, but one person.
And it was Lindsey Graham is the one.
Oh, he actually voted.
He did vote?
Yeah, there was somebody else, a Republican, who was absent. I don't recall which name now.
Oh, is that
right? A well-known figure. But one Republican. No, he actually did vote. I guess he's back already. Maybe it was a week ago, so he had 10 days, I guess, of isolation, I suppose. But he actually voted.
Okay.
He voted for it. But meanwhile, our former president is saying he's gonna work against all of them as if they seem to care. I think they're basically starting to back away from him.
Because
this is something that's good for the country, and he's saying he's against it because he didn't get it done. Well, that's his problem. Joe Biden has been a great success story. He's promoted bipartisanship as much as he can, and I think after 6.5 months, he's in a glorious position.
I still don't understand. We had a lady on today on Scott's earlier show saying that she would prefer to have Trump back and that President Biden has done absolutely nothing.
Absolutely
now,
nothing.
How in the world?
I guess this woman does not read or watch what's going on. So what happened yesterday is nothing, and the COVID-19 relief bill that saved a lot of people's lives is nothing. I mean, this is... The woman really is ignorant. That's all I can say.
Where am I that I don't understand that? I mean, I'm sure a lot of my friends don't understand. Why would anybody say something like that? I know
it's delusional, and they live in an alternate universe. Well, a lot of them are mentally ill. They really are. They don't even know it.
Well, I know it's a team thing. People want their team to win.
Even the country suffers, which it did under Trump.
Yeah.
I just don't get it, but... You know, those are the kind of people, if I meet, I'll listen to what they say and then walk away. I do not wish to associate in any way, because these people don't deserve the respect of others after they face things like that.
Yeah.
That's my view, anyway.
Well...
I said to get my view.
I'm trying to be kind to the... I don't understand why people think that way. I don't think it's ignorance. I think they're looking at the wrong newscasts, I guess.
Well, first of all, they're watching OANN or Max, TV Mac, Newsmax, or Fox News. But even on Fox News, some of the people contradict others. You know, so some of them are breaking away from that.
Yeah, I've noticed it's gotten... there have been some cracks in the wall of Fox News recently.
And they are actually promoting a death cult, these stations, by saying, don't get vaccinated, don't use masks, or don't care about others. That is a death cult, as I wrote on my blog.
Okay. Yes. Can employer... Do you think legally employers can...
I think it should be mandated. You want a job, unless you're independent, you know, where you don't have to have a boss. You want a job, you're going to have to meet their requirements, or there'll be others to replace you. That's the way I look at it. This is not other nations, they don't have this kind of a thing. They follow the mandates. They don't see it as a loss of freedom. They see it as social responsibility to others. And my answer is, I would only want workers who are vaccinated and wear masks when needed for the masks. And if they don't, fire them. I don't know what happened in court, but I think these people have shown they have no concern about the people around them, and these are people who should not be employed, and maybe they'll turn around when they realize their livelihood depends on being cooperative.
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether they will mandate, whether they'll get away with mandating that they have to be have their shots until the emergency is taken off of the that's supposed to be done later in August,
the supposedly emergency. Yeah.
Now,
but I believe in science is not 100%, but it's certainly more reliable than believing the Old and New Testament. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, you're right there. Alright.
People accept the Old and New Testament, which was not written by God. It was written by human beings over a long period of time, and they just accepted some people without question, but they don't care about science and how it helped to resolve the smallpox epidemic and polio epidemic and measles, mumps, and rubella, etc. These people are ignorant. They don't seem to understand. Science has advanced people. It's not perfect, but it's certainly more reliable than counting on preachers like Franklin Graham or Pat Robertson.
All right. One of the big scientific organizations, and I can't remember the name of it, has announced that we are beyond the point of no return as far as climate change.
Yes.
Not that we can't improve our situation, but we are beyond the point where we can stop climate change in its tracks.
A gloomy future for children and grandchildren, the younger generation. We're not going to be here that much longer in the whole scheme of things, but it's going to be horrors. And particularly if one is poor or if one is living in a third world country, it's going to even be worse.
Well, and that's the other problem. Even if the United States, which I know is one of the main... offenders of the climate change stuff. Even if the United States gets to carbon zero, as they're talking by 2050 or 2040, something like that.
Yeah.
There's still going to be China, Russia, all the...
And India, yeah.
Yeah, places that don't
give
rats behind because they're just trying to move forward like we did when we used all the coal-powered stuff that we've used. I don't know that there's anything that the world can do to slow it down.
I have my doubts as well, and it means trying to imagine being alive in 50 to 100 years and beyond. You know, it's just a scary situation. And again, if you're well-to-do and you live in the so-called more developed world, you'll be in much better shape. But a lot of people will not be, even in the United States or in European nations. And we're going to have a lot of people wanting to migrate elsewhere. And there's going to be lots of bloodshed and wars as people don't want these people migrating to their countries. And we're going to have a lot of mass death, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And war crimes occurring.
Now,
very sad.
Do you think a lot of this is coming from nations that feel that they are entitled to do all this stuff? Or... Because
of wealthy people and corporations,
yeah,
evil and don't give a damn. All they think of is profits today, because even those individuals would not be around in 50 years, so they don't care about the future. And that's why we need corporate regulation. And that's what I think Joe Biden is trying to bring about and make these people, corporations and wealthy people, also pay to make better infrastructure, human infrastructure. That's the whole point of the $3.5 trillion bill. If we could cut trillions of dollars onto Donald Trump and George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan and people's wealth, they can start paying now.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of where Biden has directed it, that we're going to start to charge the corporations their due, and we're going to start taxing those above, what, $400,000 a year.
And the billionaires have to pay also.
Yeah, yeah, and it does seem...
Because even if they pay, they make it back in a year.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous,
well,
you know?
Some of them probably make it back in a few weeks.
Yes. Yeah. It's absolutely unbelievable how these people have no conscience.
Yeah, it is. And
like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, people like that.
And I will say, some of them have done some very positive stuff for the world.
Yes.
But it's for self-aggrandizing, I think.
A lot of it, yes.
Yeah.
Fortunately, yes.
The business of going up in space. They haven't done anything that we didn't do in 1969.
No, and we really, since 1980, we've gone backwards by catering to corporations and the wealthy and stopping regulation. And the Reagan era has now ended, I hope, but it's done a lot of damage. The middle class is much worse off than it was back in the 1970s. The poor are worse off, and that's in this country, but even in the world. But I mean, there's no conscience among a lot of these people. It's just, I don't know how people sleep at night. I just don't get it. They don't care about anybody but themselves.
I am afraid there's a lot of that going around. Now, do you think there's still a shadow of a possibility that we will, because the courts are kind of slowing us down too, do you think there's any possibility that we might go to, instead of having the size Supreme Court that we have, maybe bumping it up 3 or 4?
I think we need to. I don't know if it's going to happen.
What would we have to do? Would that be an amendment?
That would be legislation done by reconciliation. Whether it could be accepted by the Senate parliamentarian, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that also would require Manchin and Sinema and others that are more moderate to go along. But really, the Supreme Court is now way behind the needs of the nation for the next generation, and it's going to become a real crisis over time. And honestly, I think we can say now Joe Biden has shown he's the most progressive president since Lyndon Johnson in domestic affairs, just in 7 months. I'm so thrilled that he's going to be a hero, I think, in the future when we look back on him. And he's going to be rated very high, I think, assuming what he's doing now continues.
Unless the propaganda machine keeps going, this lady this morning, said he hadn't done anything and he was nothing.
That is ridiculous. That's an ignorant person who doesn't know what's going on, not paying attention, and deciding to ignore it. And I wonder, is this woman a mother? Does she have to concern about people other than herself? I just don't understand that.
She sounded like a very nice lady from Marion, Ohio. She did.
Maybe she is, but she's definitely clueless on this issue, I'm sorry to say.
Well, Well, maybe we need to get you up here and teach in OSU Marion. Teach some classes.
Well, I wouldn't mind if I could be a visiting professor for a term.
There you go. Yeah.
That's not going to happen, I don't think. But I'm starting, 2 weeks from yesterday, I'm starting my American Presidency class.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What do you teach in America? Do you do like what you and I have talked about?
The institution, every president. I analyze all of them, and also the whole process of electing the president, and the whole process of inauguration, and also who's around him that has an effect on his decision making. It's a thorough course that covers everybody, including Millard Fillmore.
You're allowed to teach that? I thought that was against the law now.
Well, there may be a problem, but I'm going to teach the facts, and if the facts are unpleasant, so be it. I'm a little concerned about it, but I don't think there's going to be a problem. Last term, I was talking to the department chair. I wrote him about what to say about Trump, and he said, I'm not going to tell you what to say. He says, you're the expert, but he says, try to have some balance. And I have a little balance. I always have some balance. I never say all negative or all positive. So I did it, and so I don't think there'll be a problem, because I'm not going to claim anything is all one-sided. But certainly, there are definitely people who look better in history, and those who look worse, and those who are white supremacists should be called that, and those who own slaves should be called that, and those who have abused women, you know, like Bill Clinton, I mentioned about it. I'm not going to hide it, you know, for students who may not know because they weren't alive at the time. So I cover both sides.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're down to our final minute and 45 seconds. Is there something we've got to get in before you get the heck out of here?
Well, again, you know, I've had 7,165 entries as of this morning.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
That's like 1.5 a day over the 13 years. And so my son here said to me, 13 years? I guess the progressive professor is being bar mitzvahed. 13 years ago, when a Jewish person is bar mitzvahed. So I guess we could say it's being bar mitzvahed today.
Okay, well, happy bar mitzvah, I guess.
Yes. I also did talk this week about the fact that Nixon resigned 47 years ago on the 9th.
And I saw that.
And Gerald Ford became president, and I think he really did save the day. I've always admired Gerald Ford. I didn't vote for him, but I do think he was a decent man. I really thought he was.
Wait, now, I had an interesting... I had to cover for Scott this morning a little bit.
Oh.
So we did a little bit of trivia. And one of the trivia question was, the only president who died in August happens to be the president that was born in Marion, Ohio.
I mentioned I had an article last week about August.
Yes.
August and presidents, and Warren G. Harding died August 2nd, 1923, and Calvin Coolidge became president. Yes.
And he was the only president born in August. That's kind of cool.
Die in August, you mean?
Or to die, I'm sorry.
Yeah, to be born in August, we have Herbert Hoover, we have Bill Clinton coming up, we have Barack Obama, we have Lyndon Johnson, and we have also Benjamin Harrison. 5 born, but only 1 died, and 1 resigned, Nixon, and 2 came in, Ford and Coolidge.
Oh,
yes.
We gotta get out of here.
Yeah, okay, thanks so much. See you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place...